Hello and welcome to Fruitcast, the official fruit logistical podcast brought to you by Fruitnet. My name is Tom Joyce and I'm speaking to you live from Berlin at Fruit Logistica, the world's leading fresh produce trade show. And this episode we'll take a look at Vietnam, Southeast Asia's rising star, as we ask what's behind the country's astronomical export growth. I'm joined by Nguyen Dang Phuc, General Secretary of Vietnam Fruit and Vegetables Association. Thank you for joining us, Nguyen. Vietnam's fresh produce export business seemingly stands on the brink of great expansion, with some predicting a dramatic increase in sales to markets in Asia, Europe and North America. Which products are enjoying the strongest growth, would you say?
First, we will talk about the turnover of Vietnam fruit and vegetable export from 2015 to 2024. Vietnam's fruit and vegetable export turnover from 2015 to 2024 has grown significantly, reflecting the strong development of the agricultural sector and the expansion of export markets. Below is some general information about Vietnam's fruit and vegetable export turnover during this period. The first is the period from 2015 to 2020. 2015, the fruit and vegetable export turnover of Vietnam reached about $1.8 billion. 2016 increased about $2.4 billion, with a significant increase in exports to Chinese market. Mm-hmm. 2017 export turnover reached $3.5 billion. A strong growth thanks to the market expansion and increased demand from countries such as China, Japan, Korea. 2018, we export turnover reached about $3.8 billion, continuing to grow steadily. 2019, export turnover now decreased slightly to $3.7 billion due to the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic and the border control measure. In 2020, export turnover decreased to $3.2 billion due to the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic, causing many difficulties in transportation and international trade. The second period from 2021 to 2021, you know that the fruit and vegetable export turnover began to recover, reaching out about $3.5 billion thanks to adaptation to the pandemic prevention measure and increased demand from traditional market. 2022, export turnover continued to grow, reaching about $3.3 billion, with market expansion to European and North American countries. Generally speaking, from 2022, before the turnover of Vietnam fruit and vegetable export is only about $3 billion. But in 2023, when China lift up the border control for the pandemic, Vietnam begin increase exporting the fruit to China and to other countries. In 2023, we reached about $5.6 billion. This is the highest turnover we got before. Thanks to the global economic recovery and increase the demand for fresh and processed fruit and vegetable. In last year, 2024, fruit and vegetable export turnover continued to grow, possibly reaching 7.1 billion US dollar thanks to the market expansion and investment in post-harvest. It means that from 20 to 23 until now, the turnover of Vietnam increased very quickly. And we hope that four or five years, we can get to 10 billion US dollar. Yes.
Well, it sounds like apart from the COVID pandemic period, the growth has been pretty wild, very impressive. And what products are driving this growth? What are the main products that are coming out of Vietnam and first, you know, opening up that Chinese market and then also now exploring Europe more and more?
Yeah. We export over 60 countries.
Mm-hmm.
The main market is China. It is the largest market for Vietnamese fruit and vegetable,
mm-hmm.
accounting for a large proportion of total export turnover, about 65% of the turnover of Vietnam. For example, this year, last year we export 7 billion US dollar, but we export to China nearly 5 billion US dollar.
Okay, and what would the main product be?
It is because in 2023, China approved durian.
Okay, protocol for durian.
From Vietnam. So durian is very, very important.
Well, it's fruit. The king of the fruits.
Yeah. Nearly 5 billion we export to China. We export to China 3 billion.
Okay.
In 5 billion total. So durian very important.
Wow. I mean, I'd like to think that Europe would be very open to durian in the future, but maybe it's a bit too soon. What are the main fruits that you're sending to Europe?
To Europe, I think that the key fruit is passion fruit.
Ah, okay.
Passion fruit, lemon.
Okay.
Mango, but passion fruit the most.
Passion fruit.
Yeah. Durian.
Still small?
Yes, because few European people can accept the smelling.
people complain about it, but it's pretty delicious. Just takes a bit of getting
used to. Last time, last year, we bring many durian to display here, but this year, Fruit Logistica, they said no.
They refused.
Don't bring it.
Well, they don't realize how many people it would attract, I don't think.
Maybe
they have a very sensitive sense of smell. I don't know.
Yeah.
So what are the main factors behind this export growth? You've talked a little bit about the improvement of phytosanitary standards and post-harvest standards. Are there other reasons in addition to that for this brilliant growth that we're seeing from Vietnam?
The main export products, fruit, we export dragon fruit, mango, lychee, rambutan, durian, banana, pomelo, passion fruit, vegetable. We export to...
Lots of vegetables as well.
Vegetable was sweet potato.
Okay.
Sweet potato. Chili.
Mm-hmm. People in Europe, are people just more are they looking out for these exotic products more, do you think? Are people maybe a little bored of the standard products that they've been eating in Europe for so long, and now they're very interested in these exotics like lychees and rambutans and stuff that you can provide? Do you think that the consumers in Europe and maybe their taste buds are getting ready for the tropical flavors?
I'm a little not happy because European country market still very very few in the turnover of Vietnam export.
Okay.
Fruit export, because Vietnam is very far from Europe. If you go by airplane, you it takes you nearly 18 or 16 hours by plane. Before we export many to Europe, but from last year, the Red Sea crisis.
Okay.
So most of our products cannot go by container.
Okay, so it's limited
to the time, very long.
Yeah.
Before, only 25 days from Vietnam to European country. But just now, 45 or 50 days. So the sell line of the products cannot long. So okay. we must export by airplane. So the price is very high, and we cannot export many.
Okay.
So we only export some products which the sell line can belong. For example, passion fruit, rosette, and passion fruit. We hope that this year we can export coconut, pomelo. These products can keep long.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Nguyen. That's all we've got time for now. Thanks very much for joining us. You've been listening to Fruitcast, the official Fruit Logistica podcast brought to you by FruitNet. For more great episodes, subscribe to Fruitcast in your favorite podcast player. And don't forget to visit fruitlogistica.com for more information about the world's leading fresh produce trade show. Goodbye.